Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has made the new birth available for us. And so we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into your marvelous kingdom to see you, hear you, and walk with you in kingdom realities. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for helping and encouraging us, working in us to will and to do, to make our calling and election sure, not to go back into the flesh, into the carnality, into the darkness, into the kingdom of the world. But thank you, Lord, that we are in your kingdom to know you, hear from you, and walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 6, verse 7 to 9.
7 to 8, but just the first portion of 9. Yeah.
The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers and sisters. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived.
You, isn't that an eye-opener, guys? Now, we know that we've done this on Monday. It talks about the immoral, the adulterers, the homosexuals, the thieves, the greedy, and then also grumblers. So it's all the things of the flesh. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So it's what the devil brings. But now we've been translated into the kingdom of God. We were washed. We were sanctified. We were justified by the Spirit. We can say we are washed, we are sanctified, and we are justified by the Spirit. But it's a thing now about staying in the Spirit. Now, I shared with you yesterday about my journey where this farm was made available. And I said, you know, if I'm going to pour my life into this now, pour all my experience, my 15 years experience into it, it needs to be also for myself and my family. But along the way, I just saw with the board and some of my leadership, there was a troubles, and I had no help with the board and with the leadership to address it, that I started realizing this is not my calling, because what I started seeing with this problems, I started falling back into the kingdom of darkness, this kingdom that we've taken out of, like grumbling and all that. And then I had the opportunity with counseling from some people to take them to court, you know, because it's verbally, there's been agreements, it's been written, it's even been in the newspaper, you know. And this is what really woke me up. And many haven't seen this. I've never heard this preached yet before. But here we can see when we go into lawsuits with brothers and sisters, why? Because they're cheating or defrauding us. But what does it say here? It says that when you go into the lawsuit, you already defeated. So you are sowing carnality, not spirituality. And so this was a big eye-opener for me. And then, like you saw what I done here, I took the first portion of verse 9. And it says they're doing wrong. Definitely they're doing wrong. But you're also doing wrong. And that's not going to help the case. And you won't inherit the kingdom. And when I saw this, I just realized, man, I want the kingdom. I want the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height of the love of God, the every spiritual blessing, the destiny and the purpose God has got for me and my kingdom. So can you see there's a price to pay, guys? We've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. I mean, we are sanctified, set apart by the precious Holy Spirit to stay in tune with them, to go on into the heights of what is available for you in the kingdom. And what is available for you in the kingdom? The God quality of life. What is the God quality of life? Your name written in heaven. What is your name written in heaven? The unique destiny, your unique story, your purpose that was predestined for you in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So you don't want to miss out, guys. So what is the encouragement here? Once you're in the kingdom, don't be overcome by darkness, but overcome evil and darkness with good. always press on into kingdom realities. As it says in Peter, make your calling and election sure. And he says you won't even stumble, and you will be richly provided with kingdom realities, with the goodness of God, with the favor of God, with the good works that's been laid out for you, your inheritance. So you see it this morning, see it clearly, see it beautifully, and just be encouraged. We are not there to walk in the flesh. We are there to walk in the spirit. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. So arise and shine. Your light has come. Be bold, be strong in looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, walking with the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.